When I was a kid, I thought it would have been pretty cool. Jesus would have come and appeared to the apostles who were probably pretty tired and hungry from that long day of the resurrection that they had. Those disciples that made their way to Emmaus and then came back and were telling the rest of them about the presence of Jesus. And I thought it was pretty cool if Jesus came and stood in their midst and said, "Hey, I want to give you a piece. And maybe you want a piece of pizza." But of course, the piece that Jesus was offering was not a piece of pizza. He was not the delivery boy. He wasn't coming to fill their hunger needs. He was coming because he was providing them a piece that the world cannot give. And I think it was highly unlikely that Jesus came in chunking up the deuce and then wearing a t-shirt that looked like that too. I don't think that's the way that Jesus came and said, "Peace be with you." But the peace that Jesus offered the apostles, the peace that Jesus offers all of us, it's much deeper than a kind of peace that we would see up here on the screen. It's not just a peace like, "Peace, man." It's a peace that changes us. It's a peace that settles in our hearts. It's a peace that settles in our soul. It's a peace that we will find nowhere else. Peace is not something that we can just go to the store and buy. It's not something that we can fulfill by taking care of all of our materialistic needs. I found this pretty cool picture on the internet. It says sale, 30 to 40% off, peace. Well, you can't buy peace, and we know that. And you can't just go to the store and say, "This is what I'm going to need. I need a little bit of peace in my life." It also reminds me a little bit of a Zac Brown song. One of the verses goes something like this. It's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your car. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind. This I've come to know. Jesus knew that the peace that the apostles, that the disciples, that all of us seek is not something that we can purchase. It's not something that we can buy. It's something much deeper than that. We try so hard in our lives to find peace. We try to make life easier. We think that by having the coolest, neatest, newest piece of technology, our lives are going to be a piece of cake. But that's not what Jesus desires of us. That's not what he wants of us. He wants us to open our hearts, to allow the peace of the Lord to enter in, to allow his presence, his love to change us, and to change us forever. That's what he did for the apostles who were alone, who were scared, who were terrified, who thought, "Uh-oh, that happened to Jesus. He was our leader. What's going to happen to us?" But he came among them and said, "Peace be with you. I'm going to change you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be with you." Peace is not something that we can manufacture. It's not something that we can do on our own. It's not something that we can simply change our name and think, "Hey, look, I'm attaining peace." For those of you who don't know, this is Ron Artest. He's one of the craziest basketball players, and he changed his name legally to World Peace. But he doesn't attain peace just by changing his name. It only comes with Jesus. It's only his peace that can change us. Can I have the next one, please? This is a picture of my grandfather who passed away in July. And actually, the mass intention for today is for him. And my grandfather was a firefighter for about 45 years. He was also a peace officer. And so he carried a badge and he carried, I guess, a gun, his peace, to help keep the peace. But he also taught me about the peace of the Lord in our lives. And he helped instill in all of his kids and his grandkids that family was important, that faith was tremendously important. And so tonight we gather together celebrating the Eucharist, celebrating this Mass, which is offered for him, praying that he may rest in peace and the true peace that the Lord offers all of us. My friends, we strive. We strive one day to be able to rest in peace as well, to be able to rest in the peace of the Lord forever in the heavenly kingdom, because his love, his joy, his presence changes our lives and helps us along our way. So many times in our lives, we feel alone. We feel like we're never going to be able to make it. So many times in our lives, the fear that surrounds us oppresses us and holds us down. Whether it's the fear of the uncertainty of the future, whether it's the fear of unemployment or illness or a death in the family. For students, the uncertainty of your future and what do you want to do with the rest of your life, where you want to go to school, What do you want to do? All of that causes our hearts to be unsettled. But what our Lord offers us is his peace. He says to us, come to me and I will give you rest. I will give you peace. I will give you love. St. Peter in the first reading today is preaching about Jesus and he says, look, all you've got to do is repent. Repent and believe in that peace that the Lord offers can settle in your soul. That's why we come together tonight to bring all of our prayers, to bring all of our petitions, to bring all of our needs, our wants, our desires here to the Lord. Because we know that out there in the world, we're not going to find peace. We can only find it here, at the altar of the Lord, in his house where he dwells. And we find that peace among each other. We find that peace serving our brothers and sisters, by loving our families and our friends, by opening our hearts to his presence and his love, because that's where peace resides. That's where true peace can be found. My dear friends, as we continue our prayer tonight, as we come before the Lord to receive him in the Eucharist, his body, blood, soul, and divinity, we ask that whatever's troubling us, whatever pain, whatever sorrow, whatever needs we have, we bring those here before the Lord. We allow him to take those from us, to replace those things with his peace. And may the peace of the Lord Jesus, who suffered, died, and rose for each one of us, change our lives and transform us more into his image.